Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength, our rock, our redeemer. Amen. Okay, so I read the scriptures from Exodus. Now I'm going to help you a little bit, and then I'm going to talk some, and then we're going to see if we can come up with them. Love God more than you love anything else. Don't make anything in your life more important than God. Always say God's name with love and respect. Honor the Lord by resting on the seventh day of the week. Love and respect your mother, your father, your parents, your grandparents, your elders. Never hurt anyone. Always be faithful to your husband, your wife, your partner, your spouse. Don't take anything that isn't yours. Always tell the truth. Be happy with what you have. Don't wish for other people's things. Okay, so I took those down and made them a little bit easier to understand. The thing about these scriptures, about the Ten Commandments, where Moses was standing on the mountaintop and God spoke and the people were afraid, that's Old Testament. The people are very afraid of God. But they needed rules to live by. And so God gave them rules to live by. Now, those rules to live by don't say that one is more important than any of the others. Sometimes we tend to place ideas of our own onto what God has said. Because we might say, oh, don't murder. That's worse than don't lie. Well, really, it doesn't say that. They're all sins. And no one sin is worse than another. And we all sin. We all do things that are wrong. We all miss the mark. In the court system, some of those are worse than others. But it isn't about that today. It's about who we are in God's eyes. And God always forgives us. So rules to live by. For me, one of the hardest ones to keep is the Sabbath. You know, I work on Sundays. I spend a lot of time working on Sundays. Okay, so what do I do about keeping the Sabbath? I'm still not great at this, but I used to be really bad about taking time for myself, keeping the Sabbath. Obviously, Sunday morning is not going to be a time of Sabbath for myself. It's a time of worship. Although it's even sometimes hard to worship when you're the worship leader. But a time of Sabbath. Yesterday afternoon was a time of Sabbath. There's two people you don't know here, and they're going to be really embarrassed because they're going to be mad at me for saying this. But there's two people that are here that are from North Lima who are good friends of mine. And they came down. They had some other stuff to do. And they came down, and we went to Hocking Hills yesterday. I've never been there. I didn't realize it was so close. I know you told me that, but it's like really close. So the time of Sabbath was a time when we were hiking in the rock house. And I looked out, and between the rocks, the trees, God is good. God is good because God gave a time of Sabbath for me. Now, I'm just not saying that Sabbath is only on a Sunday mornings. You all can find times of Sabbath too. It don't have to be always on a Sunday morning. But for me, like I said, some of these are harder to keep than others. But Sabbath is really tough. We want to keep going. We want to keep moving. We want to constantly be doing something. And if we just sit and be, we think there's something wrong. But God fills us with God. God's grace. We need to be renewed, and Sabbath is about that renewal. Well, there's a whole bunch of other ones here, a whole bunch of other ones about what the Ten Commandments are. Do not lie. Do not covet. Don't lie. That's another one. You know, those little white lies, do they count? Is that really a lie, or isn't it? What about taking somebody's pencil? Is that really taking something that doesn't belong to you, or is it just borrowing? We have ways in our minds that we get around what's right and what's wrong. And that's basically what the Ten Commandments are about, what's right and what's wrong. So now help me. Help me name the Ten Commandments. They don't have to be in order. You don't have to do them in order. But help me name the Ten Commandments. Love God. Love God. Okay, there's one. Don't steal. Honor your father and mother. That's three. Somebody count. Don't covet. Don't take God's name in vain. That's five, right? Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Honor the Sabbath. That's six. Don't commit adultery. What, Kayla? Don't lie. No idols. Don't bear false witness. That's 10. Love your neighbor. Yeah, that fits all of them. We did one the same. We did one that was the same, and I'm trying to. Yeah, false witness and lying. We did covet. Tell the truth. Don't take what's not yours. We didn't do murder. That's the one. Yes, that's kind of what I thought. Don't murder. What? Don't take the Lord's name in vain. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't murder. Okay, so you got them. They're rules to live by. Rules to live by. So today, on this Worldwide Communion Sunday, when we gather at this table, people around the world are in covenant with us with the same rules to live by. How good are you at living by the rules that God is giving us? Yes, I know we're all going to fall short. I get it. We all fall short. We all miss the mark. We all sin. But do we learn from that? I'm hoping that I'm learning better how to care for myself so that I do respect the Sabbath and honor it. What's your rule that you need to work on? So as we gather at this table in just a little bit, try to remember. I challenge you deeply to live by the rules. And when you fall short, to learn from them and to start again and to know that God's arms fill us with grace and love and mercy. That's great news. Great, great news. So let us gather. When we gather here, let us remember. Amen.